You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. And today we're talking about this, what protecting your heart looks like, part two. That's right. This is part two in a series on protecting your heart and really what that looks like. Today, the specific topic is, are you suffering from a disengaged heart? That's right, my dear. Are you suffering from a disengaged heart? Yesterday, we talked about protecting the heart and what it looks like. And if you haven't listened to that podcast episode yet, I encourage you to go do that because I talked about the acronym HEART. Today, we're going into the second step of HEART, the second letter. Yesterday, we talked about hope. Today, we're going to talk about engagement. That's right, engagement. And what does it look like to be engaged with your heart? In order to protect your heart, you must engage with your heart. In order to engage with your heart, you must absolutely engage with your life. I know, it sounds so simple, doesn't it? But so often, we become disengaged with our lives. I cannot tell you how many of my coaching clients, when they first come to see me, are absolutely disengaged. And what's so interesting is they are high-level achievers. A lot of times because I'm working with doctors, leaders, entrepreneurs, powerful women, powerful men in business and in life, but there are certain areas of their lives where they've completely disengaged, and the heart is one of them. My desire for you today is to not only take another step in protecting your heart and what does that look like for you and being well aware of what that looks like for you, but to commit to fully engaging with your heart, even when it hurts, especially when it hurts. You know, we go through life and there are things that happen. Life happens, right? It's a four-letter word for a reason, my dear. We all know this. There's loss. There's betrayal. There's disappointment. There's dis-ease. All of these things that can happen in life, and it will cause us to leave our heart. We talked about that yesterday with a divorced heart, where we completely disconnect. But prior to a divorced heart, there's disconnection at a subtle level. A lot of times it's unconscious. And in fact, even a divorced heart can be unconscious. And in fact, we get so unconscious, we become numb. But with this disengagement, what can happen is we go through life and we're like, yep, I'm fine. Yep, everything's fine. I'm good. Yep, no problem. Everything's good. And we're living without the passion and the purpose that we really desire in our hearts. We become disengaged. When it comes to engaging with your heart, the key is remaining open. We must remain open. If we remain open, there's no need for a key. You got that? There's no need for a key because the key is remaining open. When we stay open, we can commune with and we can engage with our heart. And when we do, we can stay in love with our heart, which equates to a life that we love and life's work that we love. Because out of the abundance of the heart, we live our lives. And if we are not fully engaging with the abundance of our heart, we will live in a state of not only disengagement, but the state of less than the fullness of life. And if you think about that, that is a really unhappy place to be. So often when people come to me and they're disengaged, they're constantly seeking something from the outside to make them happy. They're looking for a relationship to make them happy. They're looking for a job to make them happy. They're looking for this to make them happy, that to make them happy. When the true key to happiness is an open heart. So over the years, I've identified 9 areas of our lives where we will either fully engage or we won't. Number one is love. You know, if we're not fully engaged with love, right there, that leads to disengagement in all areas of our lives. The next is spirit, of course, you know, the spiritual essence, who you are inside and out, heart and soul. And then we have ourselves, you know, the love within us, the spiritual aspect of ourselves, and so importantly, our self-care. How are you caring for your heart, my dear? How are you caring for you? Because how we care for our heart will be represented in how we care for our lives, our bodies, our minds, our souls. Are you getting this? And then think about this, your growth, your own personal growth. Are you fully engaged with your growth, with your expansion? Because an open heart leads to expansion. And then we also have thoughts. What is your thought life? What does your thought life look like? How engaging are your thoughts? How engaging is your thought life? You know, we've talked about this several times on different episodes of the podcast where we talk about the fact that our thoughts become our destiny. Right, but guess what? What feeds the thoughts? Our belief system. Again, back to the heart. And then looking at your life's work. You know, what do you do for a living? And more importantly, are you living the life that you love and one that works? Are you engaged with your purpose? Are you engaged with the passion of your heart? And then there's the area of our finances. How fully engaged are you in your financial health and your financial wealth? You know, oftentimes we will disengage from our hearts. And when we do, we end up not pursuing our dreams. We end up not pursuing our purpose. And we end up not really doing our life's work. But instead, we actually work for a paycheck. And what happens is, eventually, we disengage because even though we may be making money, it's not bringing us the value and it's not bringing us the fulfillment that we seek. So there's a balance between how engaged are you with your finances and is it a healthy relationship? A lot of times, it's a love-hate relationship, which is absolutely a sign and symptom of disengagement as well. And then, of course, we have time. Life is time. Time is life. So often we say time is money, but really, my dear, time isn't money. It's life. It's your life. And how engaged are you in the time that you're spending here in your days, in your weeks, in your months, in your years, in your life? How engaged are you with the time that you've been given? The most valuable asset that we have is our time. And then, last but not least, fun. How engaged are you with fun in your life? How enjoyable is your life, my dear? Think about that. If you are disengaged in any area of your life, you're probably feeling the effects of the lack of fun. A lot of times people don't really think of fun as a valuable resource, but I'm telling you, if you have become disengaged in your life, I can guarantee you that you're not having a lot of fun. But instead, you're probably seeking fun, again, on the outside, looking for fun, looking for love in all the wrong places. But the truth is, you're not really having fun and you're not enjoying it. It's so temporary. When I talk about full engagement with fun, living your life fully engaged in all of these nine areas, there is no greater fun. So if your desire is to protect your heart, which is really honoring and caring for your heart, you will stay open. And when you stay open, you can fully engage not only with your heart, but with your life. I hope you're getting something from this today. Tomorrow we're going to continue and we're going to talk about the A part of heart, which is awareness, which is absolutely vital. But today and beyond, my desire is that you focus on engaging with your heart, my dear. Fully engaging with your heart so you can fully engage with you and become the great lover of your life. I know, isn't that awesome? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. I've created an incredible ebook for you called Your Love Plus Life Redefined. Yes, Your Love Life Redefined, and it's my sacred Sipping on Life secrets. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com and you can access this ebook, which will take you through the engagement evaluation. It'll take you through the process of redefining your love life and redefining engagement as well. It'll also walk you through all the steps of dating your soul and sipping on life, my dear. I promise you're going to love this ebook, and I can't wait to share it with you. So again, please come over to womensippingonlife.com, and you can access the ebook there. And of course, you can get a free copy of my Date Yourself Well book, the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, by simply taking care of the shipping. I would love to get these resources in your hands, and most of all, in your heart. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we continue on this journey of protecting your heart. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.